Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, so my son gave me an article over the weekend, and I thought it was interesting. Politico. Phil, did you go to Politico? I did. I go to these places so you don't have to, but Politico has an article that says that Trump has knocked California on its heels. And I wouldn't say California as much as I would say Newsom. But we're looking at everything from, you know, the repeal of, you know, California EV mandates and climate control measures to sending the Marines and the National Guard in to counter protester, I mean, to deal with protesters. And then, you know, also illegal immigration, all of it. Well, I think it's fair to note, though, So first of all, I lived in California. I love California. I think California is an amazing place. It's a jewel. It is called the Golden State for a reason. And there actually are a lot of conservatives out there. There are. In fact, we flipped a few counties red. We did in the last election. Well, somebody who knows it better than me, who's on the phone and has been on the show several times, I really appreciate her input. Former State Senator Melissa Melendez is on the phone with us right now. Melissa Melendez served not only in the California State Senate and the California State Assembly, she's also served in her local city council. She has served with the California Golden Policy. I forgot the name of the organization, but the Golden, well, they're basically a policy organization, much like API that we have here in Alabama. And she's also a Navy veteran and a Russian linguist, and she's on the phone. That's enough from me. Melissa Melendez, how are you?
Hey, Phil. Thank you. What a kind introduction. I appreciate you having me on.
I think I mangled parts of it, but there it is.
That's okay. That's okay. But, you know, you brought up some really good points about California, and just as we get started, I do want everyone listening to know that California is not completely crazy. There are a lot of conservatives in the state of California, believe it or not, and they are getting pretty fed up with the things that are taking place, from all of the riots in LA to many of the laws that are being passed in California, which make it very, very difficult to continue to afford to be able to live here. So I don't want people to get the impression, which is understandable if they're watching CNN or in this MSNBC or any of those networks, to get the impression that, you know, all of California is on board with all of the things that are going on regarding all the chaos, because they most certainly are not. And particularly, you know, immigrant communities, they're just not real pleased with how things are going, because, you know, they have businesses too, and many of them are small businesses. And for those who are in LA, who are, you know, having these protests and these policies forced on them, it's making it really, really hard on their lives.
Well, it is. And it's there is a human factor here, certainly. And the protesters could care less. The protesters want not just to be heard, which is a First Amendment right, they want to be felt. They want somebody to feel their pain or their perceived pain, or to cause pain to others. And I completely agree with you. There is an entire whole swath of California that is not of the liberal progressive bent that we constantly see on the news. And I would say not even all of Southern California, which is where a lot of it seems to be housed, is what I would call liberal. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. And, you know, again, there's the news, they're just not showing or interviewing the people who aren't happy with what is taking place. And it's a lot of people. I mean, you think about Los Angeles, if any of your listeners have been to LA, they know just what a mess traffic can be on a regular day, let alone add protests and riots in there. I mean, it is a complete mess. So you're talking about literally taking money out of people's pockets when you're shutting down these businesses, or you're shutting down, you know, the freeways that lead to these businesses. You're shutting down freeways that allow these people to go pick their kids up from school and take them where they need to go. All of these things. It's a great imposition on many of the people that live in Los Angeles. I mean, I'm fortunate. I'm an hour away from LA, but I mean, LA, you know, it's 10 million people. Yeah. Who live in LA.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a lot of people who are being affected by this.
That's actually almost twice the population of my entire state, which is crazy, but
yeah,
there it is.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. And you've got, you know, legislators who are in the state house, and then you've got those who are members of Congress who are stoking the fire, saying, keep the protest up, keep it going, and encouraging people. Meanwhile, they're, you know, fully protected, and they're certainly not being subjected to all of this chaos themselves, but they're happy to get, you know, everyone else to stay out there and continue. And also remember that many of these protesters are coming, they're not from California. They are, I mean, I'm not saying all of them, but that's typically what we see, is they're bussed in, they're brought in just to add to the crowd size. And many of them also aren't, you know, these aren't necessarily core immigrants who are out there protesting. You look in the crowd and you'll see an awful lot of just, you know, average run-of-the-mill white liberals out there who, I'm not really sure, you know, what they're protesting, what's so bad about their lives, but they feel the need to, you know, make everyone else suffer.
Well, so let me run down a couple of like specifics with you, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, or if you can, what you think the mood on the street kind of really is. Let's talk about the fact that President Trump has called in both the National Guard and the U.S. Marines to help quell the violence in the rioting. What's the mood about that? I mean, I know what Newsom's mood is. I know what Mayor Karen Bass's mood is in L.A. But what do the people think about it?
Well, people, you know, by and large, no matter who they are, they want order and civility in their lives. It just makes their lives a lot easier. So, you know, are there some people who are a little taken aback by, you know, that kind of measure being taken? Sure. But they understand that this is in order, you know, to make people safe, whether it's in their communities or where their business is, where they travel. They understand that. I mean, I'm sure they all wish that this didn't have to happen, but when you have a state government that isn't doing anything about it, I mean, look what happened with the Palisades fire. I mean, that's a great recent example. That was complete chaos.
Yeah.
Not entirely unavoidable, but certainly they could have done some things to make sure there was less damage, and they didn't. And then in the end, they threw their hands in the air and said, well, look, you guys have to help us fix this. And that's what we're seeing now with these protests, is the state government in Los Angeles, well, the government, local government in Los Angeles, and the state government to a certain extent, if you include Newsom in there, are kind of standing back and watching it burn. And so I think people, you know, they look at that and say, well, okay, maybe I agree with the ideology of our state elected leaders, but I don't agree with this. So why aren't you doing something to make sure that this isn't affecting my life? Because it's certainly not affecting Gavin Newsom's life.
No, not at all. All right. Well, then let me get your thoughts on the next one then. So separate but related, Senator Alex Padilla, and I don't know that I've ever heard his name before until last week, but he tried to crash the party at Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem's press conference, and that didn't go too well for him, but he's now become the cause celeb. He is the martyr for the Democrat Party. What do people think? And what's, by the way, what is he like? Is he always like that, or is this a new day for him?
No. So Alex Padilla, I served with him in the state house. He's generally a very quiet, reserved person. He's an MIT grad. So he's, you know, he's a thinker. So that is not the norm for him to be disruptive like that. Hmm. However, you know, in defense of what happened, you know, he did barge in there unannounced. I mean, you can't just try to shut down a press conference. This isn't a rally on the street. And that's essentially what he tried to do. So the problem is Democrats, particularly the ones that come from California, like he did, they are used to getting what they want when they want it, in whatever way they have to get it. So he decided he had some questions. He was going to get answers, and then he was just going to march in there and demand those answers. Well, you can't do that. I don't care who you are, but that's the mentality of California elected officials, is that they can just do that whenever they want. And he found out the hard way, you cannot do that, because while he did eventually state who he was, that he was a senator, even then, that doesn't matter. You don't get to rush a podium where you have a secretary speaking and giving a press conference. You wait your turn. But he decided, well, I'm a Democrat and I'm Alex Padilla, and I'm just going to go in there and get what I want. Now, side note, just for context and for fun, Alex Padilla, this is not related to what we're talking about, but Alex Padilla is the one who's the author of the bill in California that banned plastic grocery bags. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That guy. Okay.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
If you tell me he's on to paper straws, too, then I'm really going to be mad. But
He loves paper straws. Yeah.
All right. Tell you what, I'm going to keep checking off the list here. There's an organization called CHIRLA, C-H-I-R-L-A, mm-hmm. which stands for Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights Los Angeles. And they got $32 million of state funding, and they are now helping with that state funding to organize protests and to dox law enforcement agents. And you've got one of your congressmen, a Republican, Kevin Kiley from Sacramento. He's got a bill right now that says basically if you're an NGO and you're getting public tax dollars, you ain't going to be doing this stuff anymore. What do you know about this, and what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, CHIRLA has been around for a while. It's an LA-based nonprofit, and I put air quotes around that. Yeah. And, you know, basically their goal is to disrupt. And they do so by getting an awful lot of taxpayer money. I mean, to the tune of $35 million they got from taxpayers in California to go out there and get people to organize and shut down streets and riot like they've been doing in LA. They also apparently got some help and funding from Los Angeles itself for a building. I mean, this is not some ragtag group of people. You know, we're talking about office space now. They have a hotline. They have several means of communicating with people out there, with activists, to get them, you know, hey, let's everybody show up, you know, on this street in Compton. We're going to have a rally. I mean, this is not amateur. They're organized and they are well funded. And unfortunately, they're well funded by taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, that's just like layers of wrong, in my opinion.
Right.
You have to look at it and go, who thought that was a great idea? But then again, you know, it's probably the same people who did paper straws and got rid of plastic bags. So let me ask you this. We got about 2 minutes left. I say over and over again, and I mean it, that California is an amazingly wonderful place filled with amazingly wonderful people, and it has all the assets in the world. It could be a country unto itself in some ways. Its GDP is higher than most countries in the world. But I also get worried about, you know, the amount of people that are leaving the state and what's going to happen long term. Are we ever going to see some of this leadership like Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom voted out and have a more conservative bent on a larger scale? What do you think?
Well, you know, it took an awful long time for California to arrive at the state that we're in right now, given the economy and just the sentiment. So I think it's going to take some time to turn it around. But I know a lot of people are really kind of pinning their hopes on getting a Republican into the governor's seat, which would be wonderful. However, really what we need are more Republicans in the state house, because, you know, you have to remember that you can have a Republican governor, but if you have a supermajority in both houses, they can override anything he does. If he vetoes a bill, they can override it. So it's really important that we get people in there, you know, within the state house itself. And that's where I think we're going to have, you know, the most effect. And that does take time because, you know, Democrats have organizations like CHIRLA who go out there and advocate for their Democrat candidates and say things about Republican candidates. And most times, you know, aren't true, but they whip people up into a frenzy. They work off of emotion and fear. And so it is an uphill battle, but we have an awful lot of Republicans in this state who just aren't giving up. I mean, they know it's an uphill battle. They know in many cases that it's probably not going to work out in their favor, but you know what? You never know. And so they're going to try anyway. So, I mean, I'm very proud of the people who aren't just packing up the U-Haul and saying, I'm out of here, saying this is my home and I'm not leaving. You leave. I'm going to stay and fight for it. So it'll take some time, but I don't think that it's impossible. And I think, frankly, more and more people who used to be more Democrat in thought are kind of now starting to see, yeah, you know, their policies aren't so great. And maybe I ought to start looking at different people to lead my government.
Well, I hope so, and I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad that you're in the fight, and it's a fight worth having. So anyway, let's stay in touch, and we'll have you on again sometime soon, and maybe sometime you can actually call in, and I won't be asking you questions about things that the rest of the world looks at and shakes their head. So I that day is coming, sister.
That would be great.
All right.
That would be great. Anytime, Phil. Thanks again so much for having me. Sure.
All right. Thank
it.
You. Former state senator from California, Melissa Melendez, a conservative out there on the left side of America. But listen, there's a whole lot of conservatives in California. You just have no idea. They really are there. They're just overwhelmed right now in terms of voting capacity in the legislature and in the governor's office. We got to fix that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.